We're on Yud Amid Aleph at the second line from the top at the Mishnah. Yesterday we began the new Perek with the Mishnah that discusses the case of a person who declares, I'm hereby a Nazir from figs. And of course, the prohibition from figs is not one of the Nazir's prohibitions. Mishnah presents a dispute Beisham Beisil as to what we do with such a statement. Does it cause any kind of prohibition? The Mishnah said it's a dispute Beisham in Beisil. Beisham says, in spite of the odd, the concluding language, he becomes a Nazir. We explain away the end part, where today we say it was a mistake, and he still becomes a Nazir, and so he'll be forbidden to have grapes, or wine, or cut his hair, become tummy from a mace. He will not be forbidden to have figs. We basically disregard the last portion of the statement. Beis Hillel says he's not a Nazir. We can't just ignore the second part of the statement. We have to look at everything he said, and in totality, he made a meaningless statement. Doesn't make any sense. There's no such thing as a Nazir from figs. Therefore, nothing happens. The Mishnah then presented the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who argues with the first opinion regarding what Beis Shammai said. Rabbi Yehuda says, even Beis Shammai agrees this person does not become a Nazir. Rather, Beis Shammai's opinion is that if we were to ask this person, say, you know, did you really mean to make a neder, a general, neder prohibition from figs, that they should be deemed to you like a carbon? If he answers yes, then the person would be prohibited by a neder not to have figs. It wouldn't be a nazir. But we'd say, oh, he really meant, you know, nazir is a similar language to neder, he really meant to make a neder not to have figs. Where today presents a Mishnah which very much parallels yesterday's Mishnah, just that today's Mishnah involves talking cows and talking doors. As we shall see, the Mishnah begins, and the Gemara will set the scene for us. A person comes and sees a cow crouching on the floor, seems completely uninterested in getting up. And when he observes this, the person declares, Amra Parazu, this cow seems to be saying, Hareini Nazira im Omedasani. All agree to become a Nazir if I stand up. Or let's say a person comes and sees a door that is apparently jammed, will not easily open. So the person comments, Omer Hadela Sazeh. It's like this door is saying, Hareini Nazira im Niftachani. I'll agree to become a Nazir if I open. The Gemara will explain it, and essentially the whole daf today will be comprised of, you'll figure out exactly how we get there, but the Gemara will ultimately have an understanding in the Mishnah of how when this person comments, he imagines as if the cow or the door is talking, saying, I'll be a Nazir if I stand up or open. And since obviously a cow or a door can't become a Nazir, what the person is actually saying is that if the cow stands, the door opens, he agrees to become a Nazir. But more specifically, the person in effect is saying here that if the cow stands up, the door opens, that I'm a Nazir who cannot have the meat of this cow or cannot benefit from this door. And so, ultimately, once we get past the strangeness of the case and how we get from the person's words to that this is what he is actually expressing, in the end, it exactly parallels the previous Mishnah, that you have a person who is saying that I hereby agree to become a Nazir who is forbidden from, and then he mentions something that has nothing to do with Nazirus. And so the question becomes, what do we do with the concluding language? Does that undermine the entire statement? So that's as if he said nothing or not. The Mishnah says, the halacha is disputed between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, just like the previous Mishnah said. Beis Shammai omrim Nazir. Shammai says, notwithstanding the concluding language, which is unrelated to Nazirus, of course the Nazir is not forbidden to have meat, we explain that away, and ultimately, we say this person was being Makabel Nazirus and becomes a Nazir, and so he will not be able to have grapes or wine or cut his hair or become tummy from a mace. He will be able to have meat from the animal or benefit from the door, because again, those things have nothing to do with Nazirus, and we just essentially disregard those portions of the statement. So it says, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel Omrim, Eino Nazir. Beis Hillel says, we can't ignore the end part. We have to look at the whole thing, and the statement in totality makes no sense. For of course, there's no such thing as a nazirus, which creates a prohibition from meat or from a door. And just like in the previous Mishnah, we now have Rabbi Yehuda, who presents a different version of Beishamai's opinion. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af kishomru Beishamai, lo amru ella be'omer harei parazu alai karbin imomedesi. Rabbi Yehuda asserts that even Beishamai agrees that on the basis of this statement, he says, if the cow gets up, I'm a nazir from its meat. If the door opens, I'm a nazir from the door. Even if the cow stands up and the door opens, he does not become a nazir. Rather, the only potential restriction that could go into effect here is a generic neder, meaning that if the person who clarifies later that I was really just making a neder, not to benefit from the meat of the cow or the door, if the stated condition is fulfilled, then indeed he will be forbidden by a neder, not to benefit from those items. That's the only restriction that could go into effect here. So where it begins by just trying to make sense out of the Mishnah's case. We just look at the simple words of the Mishnah. The Mishnah launches into this case where a cow seems to be talking. The Gemara asks, what does this mean? Para mika mishtai? Can a cow talk? What is the Mishnah saying? The Gemara answers, Amrami marchama. Chama explains, Sachamai eskinan. As we started to explain when we went through the Mishnah, he says, what are we dealing with here? He sets the scene, Kagon Shahaisa Para Ravutza Lefanov. The Mishnah is referring to a person who comes and sees a cow lying down in front of him, Ba'amar. Seeing this cow, which doesn't seem to have any interest in getting up, the person comments, Kisvura Para Zu Eina Omedes. This cow has apparently decided that it is not getting up. It seems so resolved never to stand up, at least from its own effort, that it's as if the cow is saying that I shall become an Azira if I make myself stand up. But when the person says these words, we say that, what does he really mean by this? A cow can't become an Azir. So we say, what's he really saying? He is declaring, Hareini Nazir mi basara imamda me'eleha. I'm so sure this cow is lazy, it's never getting up, that I accept to become a nazir from its meat, a nazir that cannot benefit from this cow's meat if she ultimately decides to get up herself. And lo and behold, the cow got up all by itself. And so the condition that triggers this person's apparent commitment to become a nazir was fulfilled. According to Tanakhama of our Mishnah, Beishamai says, the person indeed becomes a nazir. Basila says, person does not become a nazir. What is the underlying dispute? Where explains, V'holcha Beisham l'shitasan v'sil l'shitasan. It's just Beisham v'sil each continuing the opinions they expressed in the previous Mishnah. That is, Beisham da'amri mina grogros mina devela v'nazir. The same Beisham who in the previous Mishnah ruled that if a person said, I'm a nazir from figs, that in spite of that concluding language, he still becomes a nazir, hachanami. Our case as well, Kiyamra mi besara v'nazir. Even though this person mentioned, if the cow gets up by itself, I shall be a nazir from its meat. And of course, nazirus has nothing to do with cow meat. Nevertheless, we essentially ignore that last part of the statement, and the person becomes a nazir. Whereas the Beisela l'omrim la v'nazir. Beisela applies the opinion expressed in the previous Mishnah. Then we say, no, we have to look at every part of the statement. Since based on the end portion of the statement, it's a meaningless statement, no such thing as a nazir for meat, he therefore does not become a nazir. The Gemara asks, V'ha amrua beishami chada zimna. Once we understand that the halacha in our Mishnah's case comes down to the identical dispute beishami selel, why do the opinions have to be repeated? Why not just teach the beishami selel have their dispute in one case, and then we could on our own deduce that they would have the same dispute in any other case where the person said, I'm a nazir, and he then said from some item that has nothing to do with naziris, why was it necessary to teach that the dispute of Beisham Beisila would apply in this case as well? And then we have another case in our Mishnah where the person connects his commitment to become a nazir with the prohibition to benefit from a door. So we'll have to explain why that case is needed as well. The Gemara answers, Amarava Tarti Tlas. Rava says, in fact, it was necessary for the Mishnah to apply the dispute Beisham Beisila to two and ultimately three cases. V'chein tani Rabbi Chia tarti tlas. Chia agreed. V'chein Rabbi Oshai tarti tlas. And Rabbi Oshai as well said that the two and ultimately three cases we have where the Mishnah applies and the Spi B'Sham Yisil are all necessary. Tzrichi. While they all needed the iyat marbah grogros to the veila, if you only had the case of the previous Mishnah, the person said, "I'm a nazir from figs," I might have said, "Hasim udam ribe shamay avi nazir mishum de mechalfan ba'navim." Maybe only in that case does Beishamay rule that we can explain away the mention at the end of the statement of figs. For in that case, it's a relatively understandable slip up that he meant to say, "I'm a nazir, you can't have grapes," and what came out was figs. So maybe that's why in the previous Mishnah's case, Shammai says that his statement does make him a nazir. Aval basar banavim lo mechalaf. But it's far less likely that a person would confuse grapes with meat. So perhaps in case where a person said, "I'm a nazir for meat," Shammai would agree that that amounts to a meaningless statement, and therefore the person does not become a nazir. Gemara explains further, okay, so why not just teach the first case of our Mishnah and not the case of the previous Mishnah? The Gemara explains, the Mishnah only taught us that where the person says I'm a nazir for meat, then in that case Beis Shammai says he does become a nazir. We might have said, "Hacha hu damri Beis Shammai be nazir." Beis Shammai only rules he's a nazir in this case, where we say he confused bebisra v'chamra, meat and wine, and he really meant to say I'm a nazir from wine. But since the meat and wine go together, he accidentally said the words, "I'm a nazir from meat." So perhaps it's specifically in this case where Beis Shammai says, we regard it as just a slip-up, and he still becomes a nazir. Avo grogros udevei lalo. We could argue that a person would not confuse grapes with figs. Rather, he really thought that a nazirus means a prohibition not to have figs. So that's totally wrong. He described a type of nazirus which doesn't exist. Therefore, and maybe in that case, Beis Shammai agrees, he's not a nazir. Kamash malat. The Mishnah therefore teaches us that, in fact, even in the figs case, Beis Shammai says that now he made a mistake. He slipped up. He meant to say grapes. And therefore, he does still become a nazir. The Gemara now explains, Ve'i etmar ani tarti. And the Mishnah only taught us Beis Shammai's opinion in these two cases, the figs case and the meat case. We might have said, Hanihu deka amri Beis Shammai. Only in these cases does Beis Shammai say that there is a slip up, so he's still a nazir. Aval deles, but where he ended up saying, "I'm a nazir from a door," now, what does that have to do with naziris? Imamodu hu lebeis hillel. So we might have said, in that case, Beis Shammai agrees to the Beis Hillel that he does not become a nazir. So the Mishnah clarifies, now, in fact, even in the door case, Beis Shammai says he becomes a nazir, presumably based on the argument that Gemara presented yesterday, that we regard the second part of the statement as essentially a separate statement with which he was trying to go back on everything, but Beis Shammai holds he can't go back on naziris. So ultimately, even in the door case, he becomes a nazir. Gemara now addresses, okay, why not just teach the door case? And then we would understand it. Beis Shammai says, even in the door case, that he becomes a nazir, then surely in the fig case or the meat case, the Gemara says, Vitana delas. No, if the Mishnah only taught the door case, we might have said, Beha ka'amri Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel only argues with Beis Shammai in that case, where what does a door have to do with naziris? So there Beis Hillel says, it's a meaningless statement. He does not become a nazir. Ava b'hach tarti. But in the fig case and the meat case, where there's more of an argument that maybe it was just a slip of the tongue, we might have said that in those cases there is no dispute, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, that Beis Hillel agrees with Beis Shammai, that we say it's just a slip up and he does still become a nazir. So we now see why it was necessary for the Mishnah to explain that in fact there is a dispute, Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, in all three of these cases. Now returning to Rabbi Rachama's approach for how to read our Mishnah, Rabbi Rachama said that the case is a person found a cow stubbornly crouched, lying down on the floor, apparently completely uninterested in getting up, and that the person, in effect, said, "I don't think this cow is ever getting up. If it gets up by itself, then I shall become a nazir from its meat. Rava takes issue with this reading. Amar Rava, Rava questions Rav Chama, how could this be the Mishnah's case? The problem is, mi ketani im amda me'eleha. Does the Mishnah say that the person who made this very specific stipulation that if the cow gets up by itself, then it should be a nazir from its meat? Of course, those words are not found in the Mishnah. Rava feels that, according to Rav Chama, that's a very important deal. That's not a detail that is acceptable that the Mishnah would leave out, because the whole thing depends on the cow getting up by itself. If somebody else, say the person himself, made the cow stand up, the person's Nazir's commitment would not apply. And so Rava feels it's untenable that if this is what was really going on, this was the person's stipulation, that it would leave out that detail. And so Rava suggests a different approach, Ella Marava. Rather, Rava explains, what's the Mishnah's case? Kagon Shehaisa Para Ravutza Lifanov. Starts out the same, person comes and sees this cow lying down. But the Rava understands that the person feels that it's unlikely that the cow will stand up through any means, whether by itself or even with someone's assistance. And so the person comments that he imagines the cow to be saying, if I do stand up, again, through any means, whether by myself or with somebody else, then I'm a Nazira. In other words, we understand that from the fact the person imagines the cow to be saying this, that in effect, V'yamar, he is saying that if it does in one way or the other stand up, Hare alai karben, that it's incumbent upon me to put myself into a state in which I will have to bring the Nazir's karbanos, which is a roundabout way of saying that I will commit to become a Nazir. So that's another twist that Rava gives to the reading, which is that the person imagines the cow to be saying, I'll agree to be one of the Nazir's karbanos if I could come to a standing position. Now, even though the obligatory karbanos of the Nazir do not include a cow, but it was typical for the Nazir to bring voluntary karbanos in addition to the obligatory Nazir's karbanos, a person could bring a voluntary carbon of a cow. So the person says, he imagines the cow to be saying, I'll be a Nazir's carbon if I get to a standing position. But we understand the person to really mean that if the cow is brought to a standing position, then I shall make myself into a Nazir and then bring the Nazir's offerings, which in theory could include this very cow. The Gemara objects to Rava's approach, Bishlama para bas carboni. The reading could work regarding the Mishnah's first case, it involves a cow, eladeles bas karbanhi. What about the Mishnah's second case of this stubborn door, which seems jammed, it's not opening? How would we apply Rava's reading to that case? For could a door ever be brought as a karban? Of course not. And so Rava modifies the approach, elam Rava, rather Rava explains, kigon shaisa paru ravutza lifanov. It always starts out the same way. Person comes and sees the cow lying down. It's unlikely he'll ever be able to stand up. And when he observes this, he comments, it's as if the cow is almost mocking us, challenging us, saying, if anybody can make me stand up, I'll become a Nazir. Now here's where we take a leap a bit, and we say, turning to Midbeis, V'yamar, that when we hear this person's statement, we understand that he actually means to meet the cow's challenge, and that he, in effect, is declaring, Hareini Nazir Miyayin Yimlo Amda. Cow says, it's not going to stand ever, we'll see about that. If it doesn't stand, then I hereby agree to be a Nazir. And what happened in the end? Be'amda me'aleha. The cow stood up by itself. The Mishnah states, it's a dispute be'shamein be'shillel regarding whether this person becomes a Nazir. And according to this approach of Rava, their dispute in our Mishnah is unrelated to their dispute in the previous Mishnah. The dispute here is specific to the case before us. Again, the person sort of wanted to respond to what he imagined to be the cow's challenge. That seemed to be saying, I'll be a Nazir if I stand up. Person responds, says, I'll be a Nazir if it doesn't stand up. And then it did stand up by itself. So ostensibly, it would appear that the condition of his Nazir's commitment was never met. So seemingly he should not become a Nazir, but Beis Shammai says, no, he becomes a Nazir. What's the reason for that? The Gemara explains, Beis Shammai Savri Turfei de Haigavra, the essence of what the person was really saying, was Mishum Ukma Bidehu. He really meant that he should become a Nazir if he does not succeed in forcing the cow to stand up with his own hands. V'halo Ukma, and ultimately, he did not achieve that, for the cow ended up standing by itself. Therefore, Beis Shammai says he does become a Nazir. Whereas the Beis Hillel Savri, Mishum de Reviyahu V'akamas. Beis Hillel goes with a more plain, straightforward reading of the person's verbal commitment, that it's a question simply of, will it stand or not? The person said, if it doesn't stand, if it remains lying down, I'll be a Nazir. It did not remain lying down, it stood up. Therefore, he does not become a Nazir. The same reading could be applied to the door case. But the Gemara objects to this latest approach of Rava, the Yihachi. If this is the correct understanding of the Mishnah, Ima Seifa, let's take a look at the end portion of our Mishnah, which states, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Afkesh Omer Beis Shammai, Lo Omer Ella Biomer Harei, with the Bach's Mendation, Parizu Alai Karbin. Yehuda says that Beis Shammai agrees this person does not become a Nazir. Rather, the only potential restriction which could go into effect is a neder. If the person tells us that what he really meant was that he's making a neder, forbidding himself from benefiting from the cow as if it were a carbon, it would indeed become so prohibited. The problem is, according to this latest approach of Rava, there isn't as much as a hint in the person's declaration that he could be taking on a regular neder prohibiting the cow, para mikamatvis bamidi. Could there possibly be any prohibition in the cow? For Ravi here is saying that the person explicitly said, if the cow doesn't stand up, I hereby shall become a Nazir. How do you get from the words, if something happens, I hereby agree to become a Nazir, that he's somehow making a neder, making the cow prohibited? That's totally out of nowhere. And thus, Rabbi Yehuda's understanding of Beis Shammai's opinion wouldn't make any sense. So this latest approach is problematic as well. Gemara therefore modifies the approach and says, Ela kigon di omer, basically keep the same approach of Rava, that we understand the person is giving this ultimatum that the cow says it's not getting up, and if it does, it's becoming a Nazir. Oh yeah? Person is in effect replying, not with a straightforward Kabbalist Naziris, if it doesn't get up, but with Hareini Nazir mi Bisara imlo Amda. Just have to make that adjustment there, and make it similar to the earlier approach that he said a more specific, an odd kind of Naziris. He said, I'm a Nazir from its meat, if it doesn't stand up. And then the same ending, Va'amda Me'la, the cow ultimately got up by itself. So does the person become a Nazir? Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel once again disagree, and the underlying opinions are the same. That is, Beis Shammai Savri Turfei Deu Garva Mishum Ukma Bidehu V'Halo Ukma. Beis Shammai again says the person really meant that I'm going to get this cow up. If I can't get it up, then I agree to be a Nazir from the meat. Well, that never happened. He didn't get it up. It got up itself. Therefore, he does become a Nazir. Whereas Beis Hillel Savri, Turfei de Agavra Mishum de Revi'a V'Kamas, Beis Hillel goes with a more simple reading of the words, that it's merely a matter of, is it going to get up or not? He meant merely that if it doesn't get up, I'll be a Nazir from the meat. But it did get up, so he's not a Nazir. And now Rabbi Yehuda's opinion later makes sense. Rabbi Yehuda says, now even Beis Shammai agrees he's not a Nazir, but potentially there could be a Nedir here, meaning we focus on the end part. He said something about a prohibition from its meat. We say, oh, maybe he really meant a regular Nedir, and if he says yes, that he meant, then that's what will go into effect. But the Gemara points out a problem with this approach, and that is, Beis Hillel Savri Ilokamas Havi Nazir, the implication of this latest understanding is that Beis Hillel would agree that, let's say, the cow never got up. This latest approach implies that Beis Hillel would say, yeah, he then would become a Nazir. Problem is, v'ha'amrim b'besara lo avi Nazir. And we know that's not true. We know from the previous Mishnah that if a person says something of this nature, he says, I'm a Nazir, and then continues with from, and he mentions some item that has nothing to do with Nazira, such as meat, that the halacha is the person does not become a Nazir. So how does this make sense? Gemara answers, L'taymayu de Beis Shammai Kamri. Beis Hillel's statement should be understood as humoring Beis Shammai's opinion. That is, Beis Hillel, here in our Mishnah, is saying, in fact, as far as Liddi Dan, Academy of Hillel says, in our own view, afilu lo kamas nami lavi nazir. The whole question is irrelevant in the sense that even if it doesn't get up at all, the person will not become a nazir, as explained above. Because in Beis Hillel's view, if a person connects his Kabbalah's Naziris with something that's not part of Naziris, that undermines the whole thing. He doesn't become a nazir. Beis Hillel is merely saying, L'ditchu demris avi nazir. I say, though, even according to your understanding, Beis Shammai, that if the cow were to literally not stand up, that person would become a nazir, because you understand that the fact that a person in the Kabbalah's Naziris mentioned something that's irrelevant doesn't throw off the whole thing. Even if we were to grant that assumption, Odu Lan Mihas, you should agree with us that in the case at hand, in which the cow ultimately got it by itself, the halacha should be the person does not become a nazir. Why the Torfida Din Gavra Mishom the Reviya of Akamas? Because look at the words he said. His stipulation was, if it doesn't get up, then I'm a nazir. Well, it did get up. The fact that it got up by itself should be irrelevant, and therefore it should not become a nazir. We know how Beis Shammai responds to this. Beis Shammai, Shammai says back, laf. But we say, no. Rather, torfei de'agav mishum ukma bidehu. The person's true intention with his stipulation was, if I can't make this cow get up with my hands, then I shall be a nazir. V'halo ukma. Well, that never happened. He didn't get the cow up. It got up by itself. And therefore, he does become a nazir.
You've been listening to RealClearDaf.com. Visit us online for resources or to dedicate a shiur. To speak with Rabbi Wise, call 855-ASK-RCD-1. That's 855-275-7231.